6 minutes after the hour of 11 a.m. Central Time, and it's Monday, March 28, 2022. For those of you calendar watchers out there, Dave Krieger with you on the Power Hour. Welcome aboard, all you homeschool moms and homeschoolers, dutifully doing the right thing in life. We appreciate you, and for all of those out there that are Level 3 supporters for the Power Hour, way to go! Yeah, the Power Hour has memberships out there. When you see the buymeacoffee.com banner pop up on the website, all you got to do is click on that and select level 1, 2, or 3, or just buy us a cup of coffee, whichever, because everything, every little bit helps. If you have any questions about new memberships, support at thepowerhour.com. That's our email address. It'll get you to us, or you can email me at Dave at thepowerhour.com as well. If you have any personal comments or questions or peeves, or you want to agree to disagree on something I said, or you want to get on the phone, 844-769-2944, and tell me what's going on between your ears, because it's important, especially if you have things to share that are valuable to other listeners. We've recently had a lot of things going on. You may have seen a couple of different TV interviews from people building underground bunkers, and it's all happening because somebody opened their mouth and said, well, we may use nukes. So, you know, we're going to see what we can do about trying to get some of those people on that are building these bunkers to find out how many millions of dollars in the hole we have to go if we want one. And I use the word in the hole loosely. Yeah. And of course, you know, we're still getting phone calls and emails at the Power Hour about where they can find an online doctor. And I pushed this a lot, and the reason I do is because I did this. I went online to mygotodoc.com because Dr. Syed Haider, who set this website up, mygotodoc.com, he is an expert in COVID-19. He's an expert in preventing long COVID. He's had like 50,000 people treated with zero deaths. On his website, you can register for free and ask questions ad infinitum ad nauseum. They hook you up with independent pharmacies that don't gouge you. I hate being gouged, and I've been gouged because, you know, this is what we do when we're doing a research and we find out people take advantage. And it's like, okay, we want a go-to source for off-label meds, and you know which ones I'm talking about, for COVID-19 and to treat long COVID without having to give up our firstborn. So mygotodoc.com is exactly the place to do. Low-risk patients can benefit from the off-label meds as well because they can prevent long COVID, which can be debilitating. As a matter of fact, the VA did a study of 150,000 vets, which showed an increased risk of heart attack and stroke even 1 year later, up to 72% more likely than people who weren't infected. And every time I turn around, I'm hearing some mainstream media radio station or TV station, well, we certainly encourage you to get the shot, get the vaccine. Get the vaccine. Get the vaccine. Sounds like a broken record. Oh, they're safe and effective. That's what they tell you, huh? Well, the news says something entirely different. So somebody is lying. So the thing to do in order to prevent, you know, we hear all these little stories about, oh, there's going to be another pandemic. Lions and tigers and bears. Oh, my. Well, you don't have to do that if you have your medicine cabinet already stocked up. That's why I went to mygotodoc.com. I signed up. I got the meds. My medicine cabinet is stocked up. I'm taking 12 milligrams of ivermectin a week, twice a week. I do it because I'm being prepared. Despite what the mainstream media says, some of us out there are paying attention. And, of course, I'm taking the supplements as well because that's what keeps us healthy. That and a lot of exercise. So mygotodoc.com is the place I went for COVID-19 meds. 281-219-7367 is the number to call for Dr. Syed Haider and his team. They will get you taken care of. And here's another little perk. Put in there that you heard it on the Power Hour. If you happen to be sick and you're a Power Hour listener, Dr. Haider's team has agreed to treat you when they don't normally treat people, when they're actively sick. This is all preventative stuff. But if you're sick and you tell them, I heard it on the Power Hour, Dave Krieger said, I could call you if I'm sick. Well, I'm sick and I need to get treated. They'll take care of you. Just got to tell them you're a Power Hour listener. There are perks to being a listener on this show. And new at the Power Mall, Heat to Toe Calcium Bentonite Clay by Perrier. You can get this in 1 or 4 pounds. Living Clay Company is closed, of course. While we are no longer offering the clay line, this is kind of what we call a spring cleaning sale. So we're going to give you ridiculously low prices on these items. You don't need a code at the checkout. The sale prices are already marked on the Power Mall. You get half off of the Power Silver 1 ounce Nano Silver Tranquil Vitamir Children's Toothpaste, the book Yellowstone, The Aftermath by Martin St. James, as well as Gallicom 4, The End is Near by Martin St. James. Half off. 30% off of the iron and molybdenum renatured 60 count potassium and amino acid complex, healthy flow powder, iron earth, daily immune protection, good health naturally, SAMI plus, Prostrex, plant-based kidney formula, elderberry and echinacea, acid reflux relief, Journey water bottle and filter, blue and orchid, Sagan Journey water replacement filter, O2 today face mask and Res Vital capsules, 20% off your health point kits, everything else on the store, the drop ship products excluded is 10% off during our spring cleaning sale. You got to go to the Power Mall and take advantage of it because, hey, that's how we rock and roll here. And, of course, we have a whole host of various people coming online to join us for our new segments and guest segments. And so here's what's in store for today. We've got news and open lines. Dr. John Lott will be joining us at the bottom of the next hour to talk about Democrats nominating a soft-on-crime person for the Supreme Court. We're going to get into that a little bit. Judge Jackson, Robert Tectalian, will be with us on Tuesday, along with Sandra Allison. She has a new spiritual warfare book out called Power Infusion. Wayne Elliott will be joining us on Wednesday. Strauss Natural Products. Marjorie Wildcraft will be here on Wednesday as well. And Friday, we've got Sander Katz, known as Sander Kraut. He's going to go into what fermentation is all about. I think that's pretty cool because it all has to do with gut health. So that is what is going on our show this week here at the Power Hour. So, you know, that's one of the reasons why we do what we do is because we're here to educate and entertain. Number one focus. And if you have anything you want to add to the show, 844-769-2944. We have open lines for the next hour and 45 minutes. Well, maybe next hour and a half. How about that? But you can call up 844-769-2944 if you want to say good morning, hello, drop dead, whatever the case may be. You know, hey, it's free speech. At least last time I checked it was. That's why we have radio. Radio's immediate. Internet's immediate. As long as you're streaming us live here on thepowerhour.com. And we're also on shortwave at 7.490 streaming live. We appreciate that. Everything we do is beamed up to Galaxy 19 and it goes worldwide. I just don't know whether people really can fathom just how much of a reach the Power Hour actually has all over the world, which is one of the reasons why, you know, we're trying to keep you up to date on all the news of the world, news of the nation, the propaganda that's going around so you can keep a sharp eye out so not to be fooled. Ukraine is willing to accept neutral status in any peace deal with Russia, according to Zelensky, as the Turkish president calls Putin to urge for a ceasefire ahead of the peace talks today. I don't know that you're going to get that. You know, the city of Mariupol in Ukraine are blocked. All entries and exits. Russia's got it surrounded. The port is mined, so they say. We don't know. Like I said, if you're not there, you don't know the truth. China is announcing Shanghai COVID lockdown. Yes, the residents of Shanghai have been shanghaied. The way I look at it, they're locking it down. The biggest city-wide lockdown since the outbreak began more than 2 years ago. They're going to be locked down in two stages over 9 days while authorities carry out what? COVID-19 testing. How are they going to do that? With a PCR test that are 92% false positive? How's that going to work? The important financial hub has battled a new wave of infections for nearly a month, although case numbers are not high by some international standards. Here's the thing. If they're all vaccinated, I thought that was supposed to prevent COVID outbreaks. I guess they lied, didn't they? El Salvador's parliament has approved a state of emergency after the Central American country recorded dozens of gang-related murders in a single day, numbering 62. 62 murders on Saturday, making it the most violent 24-hour period since the end of the Civil War in 1992. New laws restrict the right to gather, allow arrest without a warrant, and the monitoring of communications. Last year, the gang-plagued nation recorded 1,140 murders, a 30-year low. What, aren't they trying hard enough? No, wait a minute. We're looking at the new laws restricting the right to gather. Remember, here in this country, we have the right to peaceful assembly. So that's one freedom they don't have. They can allow arrests without a warrant. That's another thing that we don't have, or we have that they don't have. It's kind of a crazy situation the way that works. And so, you know, when we're looking at all of these little things going on here, monitoring of communications, well, we may have that. It's called NSA. They like to monitor virtually everything. And if it's not them, it's the CIA illegally doing it. Remember Conspiracy Theory with Mel Gibson and Julia Roberts? You know, they and them. Oh, it had to have been they. No, maybe it was them. That's another interesting movie to watch. Because you just don't know. And just because you're not paranoid doesn't mean you're not being followed. Or maybe that is because you are paranoid, you might be followed. It works several different ways. That's how propaganda works. We just don't know. Unless you pick up feeds on some things like the guys in Tennessee did when the state officials trespassed across their land and set up security cameras without their knowledge or consent on their private property. They just won a court case. We'll talk about that in a minute. 844-769-2944 if you want to call the jabber. I don't bite, seriously. And then now we have this moron in the White House. I think you know who I'm talking about, the one with the mental acuity of a two-year-old. The White House had to bad cleanup because of somebody's call for a regime change. It was not part of his prepared speech. And, of course, he blurted out, "For God's sake, this man cannot remain in power," referring to Putin. And his little quip prompted administration officials to scramble and walk back his comments. These people are pathological liars and blowhards and cheats and pedophiles. I mean, they run the gamut in D.C. Like I said, I've only been able to count 50 people out of 535 congressmen and senators that I actually think are trying, I use that operative word, trying to do somewhat of a good job to protect our security, our dignity, our Constitution, and the rest of them are all self-serving a-holes in my book. They don't need to be there. You need to vote them out of office in November. Like I said, vote for the person, not the party. You vote for the party, you got 4 years or 2 years of the same crap you're dealing with right now. That's not fair. It's not America. We the people are better than that. We are not we the sheeple. There's a lot of people out there that are we the sheeple. But here again, if you are we the people and you got one of these polls looking at just exactly how the Biden administration is being viewed on their participation in Ukraine, et cetera, only 12% approved of our interference with that country, according to survey. Now, could we consider that possibly propaganda? Well, think about it. It might be. And again, we go back to the no trespassing sign, since these people with the motor mouths like to go out and trespass on other people's rights. Agents had been trespassing on Tennessee land in Benton County, Tennessee, especially the landowners Terry Rainwaters and Hunter Hollingsworth. And so you have the Tennessee Wildlife Resources Agency ignoring the no trespassing signs and conducting operations on their private land. And so what did they do? They sued Tennessee Wildlife Resources Agency, and they won. The court's ruling applies to Tennesseans. who can now rest easy knowing they're secure from these sorts of intrusions on their land. That's overreach and abuse of authority. It's unconstitutional, folks. It applies in every state. The sad thing about it is they got to sue to get anywhere. That's the problem. Do you have a son or daughter that is of the age where they have to sign up for the draft? Something you may not have heard over the weekend. At a rising time of tension between NATO and Russia, the U.S. government agency responsible for managing military conscription has suggested how conscientious objectors might be treated should a draft be reinstated. Why on earth would they be bringing this up? Well, because FEMA's now involved. FEMA's going to provide opportunities to conscientious objectors, or COs as we used to call them back in my days during NAM, to ensure our nation keeps moving forward. Yeah, this was a little tweet they did on March 23rd. It's linked to a web page stated in part, today, all conscientious objectors are required to register with the Selective Service System. The web page didn't provide any further explanation as to how the SS, there's another S in there, Selective Service System. I misspoke. I said the SS. Ja, wohl, Herr Kommandant. I called him the SS. And how they would partner with FEMA. Yeah. Yeah, failure should be the first word, not federal. The message caused quite a stir on Twitter. And so one Twitter user said, I conscientiously object to compulsory service of any type. Yeah, there's no draft in place here, so don't panic. There was a, three people were rescued and 21 were arrested in a Utah human trafficking operation, according to the sheriff there. Sex trafficking, yep. And this is when, you know, these pedophiles set up a meeting in the northern part of Utah County and promptly arrested the suspects as they arrived. Some of the men reportedly arrived thinking they were going to be hooking up with a 13-year-old girl. You're busted! And there is an analysis that we're going to post on the email blast, should you elect to read it. It's called, Is the Great Reset for Energy Compatible with Life? Because as you know, there is tremendous profitability of the energy industry, historically attracting the most ruthless individuals who are robbed and murdered without any qualms. I mean, you asked the people in Texas about what happened a year ago, February. People died. There was property damage. This is the kind of stuff. And, you know, a nonprofit organization was in complete control of the entire grid in Texas. And they had rolling blackouts. And people were without power for weeks. And some died. And, of course, this is kind of one of these nonprofits that, well, you really can't sue them because they're a state nonprofit. Huh. So you get to look at what Bill Gates and other oligarchs are doing in heavily investing in nuclear energy, which the safety of that is questionable. World Economic Forum says, on the other hand, they want to redesign core planetary and cellular processes. So, you know, little internal struggle there. And if you hadn't checked over the weekend, we did include a copy of the PDF of the Trump lawsuit. Yeah, former President Donald Trump has filed a lawsuit against Democratic presidential candidate Hillary Clinton and the man who compiled the infamous Steele dossier, amongst others, carrying out this plot to weave a false narrative that Trump was colluding with Russian actors. The whole thing turned out to be false, so he's suing over it. Chaos in the sky. Sorry about that, Chief. Wrong shoe. Looks like the work of chaos. Chaos in the sky. Commercial airline pilots are filing their first lawsuit over this baloney transportation mask mandate. Now, think about this for a minute. The Senate has already voted 57-40 to repeal the mask mandate, which the White House, of course, quickly threatened to veto. The guy that's in the White House, this nut job at 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue with a mental acuity of a two-year-old, can't get it through his thick pea brain And I'm being polite here when I use that term, because I'm sure a lot of you have other expletives for that man, right? Well, here's the thing. When you take all these people in an airport and you line them up at these airline counters in their lines that you use to board with, and everybody's wearing a mask, and they get on a plane like sardines, and you're packing them in three to a seat, and they're sitting with their heads 18 inches to a foot from each other, with masks on, the stupidity of all of this stuff. They don't work. And so now the pilots have decided, you know what? We've had enough of this nonsense. It's a 61-page complaint. You can access that complaint on the email blast that we're going to shoot into your inbox. And just how politicized is the Federal Reserve? Oh, I think we know all about that, right? For every Republican economist the system employs, it has more than 10 Democrats. And now you know why the Federal Reserve system is screwed. It's fiat money at its best. And now what are they trying to do? They're trying to slowly wheedle away our ability to use cash and coin in favor of what? Digital currency. And don't think they haven't pondered this for decades, because they have. It's a means of control. What my co-host in Florida and I like to refer to as choke points. So just imagine you going into a grocery store and all you have is cash and you have no credit cards. You have no bank account and you want to buy groceries. And the only way you find out at the checkout line that you can buy groceries is if you have some sort of digital passport or credit card that you can buy those with. Otherwise, you're SOL. It's the way it is. This is what they're moving towards, folks. This is why we save our money. We save those coins and our cash for a reason, even though they're fiat. The good coins are not. I'm talking about pre-1964. We'll be back with more news and your phone calls after the short break. Dave Krieger with you on the Power Hour. Stay with us.
This is Catherine at the Power Hour. The Power Mall began when Joyce Riley discovered an all-natural soap that heals skin issues and can replace your bathing, laundry, and household cleaning products. That soap is Miracle 2 and is made from natural minerals and coconut extract with no added fragrances or colors and is naturally concentrated and biodegradable. I guarantee after you discover how amazing Miracle 2 products are, you'll recommend them to everyone you know. To order, call 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com today. You'll learn why so many people say, it's not just soap, it's a miracle.
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiotics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams Probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
I don't know where to start. There's so many products you guys offer. I think one of the first things I ever ordered from you guys was your clay. The clay is miraculous. I could not do without that. And the charcoal, you know, you can get yourself in a bathtub to kind of help take the toxins out. So just those two alone, but I could go on to the OptiVita silver lozenges. Of course, then the OregaResp and the P73, the oil of oregano, and your Vitamir toothpaste. Again, I could go on and on and on.
Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
The Power Hour has been in existence since the turn of the 21st century. It is more critical than ever for you to sign up for our free newsletter and our breaking news. Simply text the word Power Hour to 22828 on your mobile phone, or sign up when you visit thepowerhour.com. Our website again is thepowerhour.com, or text Power Hour to 22828. Together, our legacy will live on for centuries.
Break the bond to Big Pharma. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour to tell you about the powerful benefits of Strauss Heart Drops. Many people today are locked into the routine of taking multiple prescription drugs. Strauss Herb Company believes that everything the body needs is provided by nature. Strauss Heart Drops may clear congested arteries, restore damaged muscle, maintain healthy cholesterol levels, and flush toxins and metals from the body. They may even be helpful in treating varicose veins. And unlike prescription drugs that are packed with chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% natural and harness the healing power of herbs like garlic, cayenne, white willow bark, and mistletoe. For the full line of Strauss products, I urge you to call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. And remember, beware of knockoffs. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops.
Thirty-two minutes after the hour of 11 a.m. Central Time, and it's Monday, March 28, 2022. Dave Krieger with you on the Power Hour. Second half of our first hour. Phone lines are open, 844-769-2944, if you want to call up and chew the fat. A former FBI agent who was involved in an investigation of former Missouri Governor Eric Greitens in 2018 pleaded guilty to misdemeanor tampering with evidence in the case on March 23rd, a day before the jury selection was set to start in his trial on seven felony counts, including perjury. Look at this guy. William Don Tesabi, 69. He's a private investigator now, was hired by St. Louis Circuit Attorney Kimberly Gardner to investigate allegations against Greitens in an invasion of privacy case. Greitens resigned in 2018 after the investigation began. Tesabi was indicted on seven felonies, including perjury and evidence tampering in 2019. And here we have him pleading guilty to one misdemeanor count. Now, we're talking about politics here, folks. We're talking about one of these woke Soros-funded state attorneys, St. Louis Circuit Attorney Kimberly Gardner. You know, he's not going to serve any time in jail. Going to serve a year of probation, pay court costs. Wow. See, you know, it helps when you're an FBI agent. I mean, these guys are pathological liars anyway, and we're still trying to figure out just how many of them and their informants were working the January 6th deal. And by the way, if you are living in South Carolina, you should know that the South Carolina Department of Corrections has recently announced the state now has the ability to carry out executions by firing squad. Yeah, all you Gary Gilmore fans out there. The state's capital punishment facility at the Broad River Correctional Institution in Columbia, South Carolina, has been renovated to include the capacity to perform an execution by a firing squad. Interesting. You know, the electric chair was the state's primary means of execution, but it gave the inmates the option of choosing the death penalty by firing squad or lethal injection, if those methods are available. I got a great idea. Why don't we just put up one of those spin the wheels, and when they're convicted and they're sentenced to a death penalty, they get to go up there and spin the wheel and see which one they get. And the other one is life in prison, but it's like a real narrow thing, like on Wheel of Fortune where it says bankrupt and it's only one little notch. You know, they go basically, life in prison is the one little notch, and all the rest of them, there's some sort of, you know, death. Can you imagine that, spinning the wheel? I wonder how many people would take that up, right? That'd be funny. South Carolina Department of Corrections said it spent about $53,600 on supplies and materials to make the changes needed to be able to operate the firing squad as a method of execution. You know, where do they get their cues from? Utah? You know, that's where Gary Gilmore got his. And see, the thing is it's like they only give three of the members of the firing squad team the actual round. The rest of them are shooting blanks. And so they really don't know who pulled the trigger and who got the round. And, you know, but I mean, the coroner would know just judging by the angle. But it's kind of interesting, you know, at least you're facing your firing squad instead of running away from them like people like Martin Wirth did. He had a firing squad in Colorado as he attempted to leave his foreclosed home and he had a head-on with SWAT team and Park County, Colorado sheriff's deputies. And his autopsy revealed the exit wounds were in the front, which means he was running away when they opened up on him. And he wasn't armed. What does that tell you? If they want you gone, you'll be gone. It's the way criminals work, folks. Very difficult to trust your government these days when your government wants to be at war with we the people. One of these woke school boards in California, by the way, the Placentia Yorba Linda Unified School Board, held a special meeting to discuss a resolution to halt the teaching of CRT. Trustee Leandra Blades, who's been advocating for the ban, calls CRT a theory that divides society into oppressors and the oppressed based on race, a divisive theory that pins races against each other. Well, I think she's got the right idea. Now they got to try to get everybody to agree to that before it goes away. The overall intent of the resolution, which they're trying to get passed, is suggesting a lack of clarity regarding enforcement could cause it to be declared unconstitutional in court, and they don't want to go that far. You know, this is the thing. School boards don't want to go to court, but it seems like this is the only way that we the people are going to be able to hold our school boards accountable other than potentially attacking their bonds. If, in fact, there is one, again, we've had this discussion before. If you have something to add, the number is 844-769-2944. These bonds are very important, and you have to find out from the county risk manager whether or not the school board or any other entity that is basically under the operation of the county that you live in is actually bonded. Then you have to find out the name and address and phone number of the agent, the actual bonding company agent, in order to be able to file a complaint. And I can tell you, a risk manager, that's another word for damage control, may fight you on that, because they know when you call up and you ask for risk manager, they know it's going to hit the fan pretty quick. The People's Convoy in D.C. are still playing the long game. They have vowed to continue pressing for an end to the national COVID emergency. During speeches at a weekend rally in Hagerstown, Maryland, co-organizers Brian Braze and Mike Landis said that spending a few days away from Hagerstown Speedway in an auto racing venue and temporary campground of truckers helped bring new perspectives to their mission. Being home solidified my reason for being here, Braze said of a short break back home in Ohio over the previous weekend. It reminded me I'm doing this for my kids. Interesting how that works. There's an article in the Naples Daily News I want to bring up here by John Rosemond. And the article is entitled, and he is a family psychologist, by the way, at johnrosemond.com. The headline reads, "Your kids should not be the most important in the family." And he writes the article like this. "I recently asked a married couple who had three kids, none of whom are yet teens, who are the most important people in your family? Like all good moms and dads of this brave new millennium, they answered, our kids. Why? I then asked, what is it about your kids that gives them that status? And like all good moms and dads of this brave new millennium, they couldn't answer the question other than to fumble with appeals to that emotion or to appeals to emotion. So emotionally, that's what they came up with. So I answered the question for them. There is no reasonable thing that gives your children that status. I went on to point out that many, if not most, of the problems they're having with their kids, typical stuff these days, are the result of treating their children as if they, their marriage, and their family exist because of the kids, when it is, in fact, the other way around. Their kids exist because of them and their marriage and thrive because they've created a stable family. So because of them and their marriage, the kids exist. Furthermore, without them, their kids wouldn't eat well. We're talking about the parents here. They wouldn't have nice clothing they wear. They wouldn't live in the nice home in which they live, enjoy the great vacations they enjoy, and so on. Instead of lives that are relatively carefree, despite the drama to the contrary that they occasionally manufacture, their children would be living lives full of worry and want. This issue is really the heart of the matter. People my age know it's the heart of the matter because when we were kids, it was clear to us that our parents were the most important people in our families. And right there, that's why we respected our parents. That right there is why we looked up to adults in general. Yes, Virginia, once upon a time, the United States of America, children were second-class citizens to their advantage. It was also clear to us, and Rosemond is speaking, of course, in general terms, albeit accurate, that our parents' marriages were more important to them than their relationships with us. Therefore, we did not sleep in their beds or interrupt their conversations. The family meal at home was regarded as more important than after-school activities. Mom and Dad talked more, a lot more, with one another than they talked with you, your kid. For lack of pedestals, we emancipated earlier and much more successfully than children have since. The most important person in the army is the general. The most important person in a corporation is the CEO. The most important person in a classroom is a teacher, and the most important person in a family are the parents. The most important thing about our children is the need to prepare them properly for the responsible citizenship. Here it is, that biblical philosophy about teach your child the way they should go, and when they grow older, they will not turn away from it. The primary objective should not be raising a straight-A student who excels at three sports, earns a spot on the Olympic swim team, goes to an A-list university, and becomes a prominent brain surgeon. The primary objective is to raise a child such that the community and culture are strengthened. Our child is the most important person in our family. It's the first step toward raising a child who feels entitled. You don't want that. Unbeknownst to your child, he doesn't need it. Neither does America. Dave in New York, do you agree with that philosophy?
Yeah, of course. Hey, you know, before I've talked to you about, the Frankenbergers, and on cue, you know, we have like three competing supermarkets here, which is a good thing. They compete against Walmart, so it's all right. Not all monopolized completely. But, you know, here we go. Beyond Burger, two 4-ounce patties, or Beyond Meat, frozen or previously frozen, plant-based, limit 4 per variety. That sounds yummy, you know? I want to get some of that stuff. And now we're talking about the genetically, modified or probably CRISPR beef.
Yum.
Not really a cow, but it tastes like it.
Wow. You know, yeah, that, I can appreciate those signs up on the highway that say, eat more chicken.
You know, so here we've got that grapple again. That's that. It looks like haylight coming out of the sky up here with the heavy winds.
Oh, no.
And so what I've heard is that, to make these weather systems really, like, blow up, you know, they're somehow, and they have the technology to do it, pushing hot air or hot water up the East Coast. And then, you know, they're diverting any rain that would be going, you know, to the West Coast. And it gives it a force, a super, you know, power, so that all we have around here right now is high winds all the time. I mean, I've never seen this, you know, I'm in my early 70s, you know, I've been around a little while, and I've never seen anything like this before, but all of a sudden, you know, just like I remember when I was a child, well, I don't remember any of that crap, you know, Rachel McIntosh, I think it was, Rachel L. McIntosh, she, you know, used to be on once in a while, and with Joyce, and she was talking about one of the elections. And it was down in Florida where they're having, you know, the primary or whatever. She was a second or representative for Ron Paul, whose election got stolen from him because they took Iowa away from him. So he didn't have the momentum going into New Hampshire. But she said that, you know, she flew down to Florida, you know, to represent Ron Paul. And they kind of like changed the laws, you know, before she got down there. So you needed, instead of having five people that were, however it worked out, five to be on the ballot, they changed it to eight. So they knew that he didn't have that many. So immediately eliminated him. So when they finally let them into the building, her into the building, it was too late then. And she goes, all of a sudden on a screen, you know, came their candidate there. Who was the guy from the Mormon or whatever that ran against whoever back in that year? At any rate,
would that have been, that wouldn't have been Mitt.
Yeah. Hey, that was him. Okay, and his basically his speech was all over on film already. It was all canned for the stuff. And supposedly there weren't any planes flying back then, you know, because it was a hurricane going on. Well, no, it was a strong tropical depression, and the planes were coming in and out, you know, no problem. But how they got away with that was the big boys brought up the Weather Channel. So they could put anything on the TV. I'd say, well, the wind's going this way, and the snow's coming this way. And if that's not even real, who brought up the Weather Channel? I mean, this is going back then. You know, this has been a while. So, I mean, you can't believe anything you see. And that's the sad thing, because they want us to be like, you know, just giving up.
We the sheeple. We the sheeple. It's called weather manipulation, and we know they're doing it, Dave.
Yeah, but we don't have to give up. You know, again, Jesus Christ is, you know, he's the one that, of all the religions, it's always the Christians that they want to get rid of, you know, and I'm not, you know, so be it. I mean, that's how it's supposed to be, isn't it?
You know, well, really here's think about the thing. Here's the thing. You know, Christianity, spiritualism to me, is your walk with God. Religion is man's twist on the whole thing.
Yeah, I don't believe in churchianity. I used to, back in the early 90s, you know, when I basically really became a Christian, I didn't get baptized till I was like 43 years old. You know, that's because I somehow slipped through the gap, and I figured, you know, and so I did the, you know, in the blessed water and the swimming pool routine, you know, with a pastor and, you know, a bunch of people around.
There you go.
But I've been
well,
we appreciate
your,
Satan's side.
Yeah, we appreciate your confessing that here to us. The confessional is open, I should have said. All right. Thank you, Dave, in New York, for that. We're moving right along. Biden officials are preparing for a mass migration event at our southern border. This is going to be included in the email blast, right? And, of course, reports have circulated in recent weeks that Biden is considering ending the CDC's order known as Title 42, first imposed by Trump, which gives federal immigration officials broad authority to quickly return border crossers to their native countries. Well, if they do that, you know what's going to happen then. We really need to be paying very close attention to what this moron in the White House is doing. It's going to get us all in trouble. And if they let that many people in the country, pretty soon, I foresee these people attempting to take from those who have and are established we the people American citizens. And we the people American citizens who have been arming ourselves to the teeth with lots of guns and ammo and food supplies, as soon as they jump their fence and attempt to come in their yard, they're going to have a response that I don't know that they are actually prepared for. In other words, somebody is going to meet them face to face with a firearm, and that's when the fun begins. Because now you have to make an educated and conscious, logical decision as to whether or not you want to take another human life. And you'll be asking yourself, oh, should I do this? This, you know, murder is wrong, as they stab you or slice you up with a machete. See, you can't stop and wait and think about what happens. We have constables in the state of Texas here that literally have said anything in your property, within your boundary, in your line, if you have a lot, you have a fence, you have no trespassing signs, every single thing is your property. Your property line is an extension of your household. And anybody shows up, shoot them in the face. Don't wait. Don't ask questions. Don't say, halt, stop, or I'll shoot. Shoot them in the face if they cross that fence. The signs are posted. They were warned. Now, is every state like that? No. You saw what happened with Kyle Rittenhouse in Wisconsin and how many lies they made up about him. And I'm glad that he's suing Whoopi and everybody else and LeBron and all these little woke idiots out there. They need to be sued. They need to have several $1 million cleaned out of their bank accounts. Maybe that would shut them up. I really think that's probably one of the more important equations that have come out of the Rittenhouse case, is that they're actually going to go after all these mainstream medias who have sit there and slandered him and defamed him and made it look like he was some sort of domestic terrorist when in fact he wasn't. They told so many lies, it's about time the chickens came home to roost, so to speak. Speaking of chickens coming home to roost, Fauci has absolutely nothing to hide in congressional hearings. According to Epoch Times, he is responding again to proposals from House GOP lawmakers about potential investigations if they retake the lower congressional chamber. Could be propaganda, maybe not, maybe so. He says, I got nothing to hide or nothing to be concerned about of anything I've done. Yeah, but open the books. You know, Adam Andrzejewski, remember we had him on? And he's got a complete report, which we published on our email in blast, all about Fauci's finances and the conflict of interest that he has between him and his wife, who works at the NIH. And, of course, Chip Roy is trying to make a name for himself, as well as Jim Jordan and Rand Paul, basically saying that, hey, you know, when Americans give us control of the House, God willing, we're going to get some answers on behalf of the American people. Meanwhile, Republicans, according to Representative Daryl Issa from California, said that they're going to lead an effort to investigate the 2020 election-related suppression of news coverage about Hunter Biden's laptop. Yeah, Mr. Mobile Crackmobile there goes along with Daddy's crack pipe campaign. I'm sure that Hunter probably scarfed up a few of those crack pipes for himself. If he didn't, you know, makes me wonder. Big Tech's going to resist accountability like it always does, but Issa says they're more determined than ever to make certain we get to the truth of the collusion we know occurred. We're talking about Daddy Joe, you know, Uncle Joe is moving kind of slow at the junction, Petticoat Junction. You know, that guy moving kind of slow because he is. And, you know, he got money. He got money out of this deal. Was it right he got money out of the deal? I don't think so. I'd say it was a conflict of interest. I'd say that several countries own the Biden family syndicate. Because it appears to me it would be a syndicate. And if you could find out that you have money from foreign actors being given to state-based actors and daddy's involved, well, you might have a real serious RICO issue. And, of course, you know, we'll be talking at the bottom of the next hour with Dr. John Lott about the administration's pick of who should be on the Supreme Court. Well, Ben Carson, the former HUD secretary, told NTD's Capitol Report in a recent interview, referring to Biden's pledge to send a black woman to the high court, we really have to stop that and start asking ourselves, what makes a person who they are? Is it their skin, their hair, or their brain? He thinks this whole thing is moving in the wrong direction. And she just made some very bad choices. I'm talking about Jackson. And speaking of wrong choices, Milwaukee's acting mayor, former mayor, and city clerk have been accused of being involved in an election bribery scheme for accepting election assistance money from Mark Zuckerberg-funded activist group in the 2020 election cycle. According to the legal complaint filed with the Wisconsin's Elections Commission, yeah, the Thomas More Society brought that out. It's a nationwide public interest law firm. They filed that complaint last week. It is incumbent upon us to ensure the corruption that infected Wisconsin's voting process is rooted out and the state's election integrity is preserved, according to what they said in the complaint. And President Trump, if you didn't know, maybe you were too busy watching the Academy Awards and watching Will Smith slap Chris Rock in the face for making some jab about his ill wife, Jada Pinkett Smith. And I guess later on in the cast, I didn't watch it because it's been so politicized. I'm so sick of the Oscars. It's all political. It's nuts. And apparently when Will Smith won the award for best actor, he went off again. What do you think about that blowhard? Do you agree with everything that happened on stage, what he did right, what was wrong? 844-769-2944. Love to hear from you. President Trump, in the meantime, had a rally in Commerce, Georgia Saturday, where he criticized Lame Brain's leadership and reiterated his support for several GOP candidates ahead of the state's primary May 24th. They're really trying to pull together the troops. Speaking at Banks County Dragway Saturday night, Trump reiterated his endorsement of former Senator David Perdue, a Republican who is challenging incumbent Georgia Governor Brian Kemp, also a Republican in the gubernatorial race. Perdue also sought re-election in 2020 but lost his U.S. Senate seat to Democrat John Ossoff in a runoff election. Yeah, you know Ossoff, the socialist. At Saturday's rally, Perdue told the crowd that their elections were stolen, promised to see those responsible go to jail. What can I say? There's also a video that we post on our email blast. General Michael Flynn, the time for us to fight for our American freedoms is now. That's available only if you subscribe here to thepowerhour.com. We're going to be back with more news and your phone calls after this break. Dave Krieger with you on the Power Hour. Stay with us.
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiotics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Food Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Hi, this is Jay at the Power Mall. I thought I would discuss an item that's very valuable to my personal health and well-being. That product is called Curcumin X4000. Its potent antioxidant properties have been shown to decrease swelling and allow us to enjoy our golden years. Take control over your health today, guys. Order Curcumin by calling 877-817-9829 or order at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.